There's Rennie's, Emma. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Howdy, folks. This is Dick Huddleston. Well, Lum and Abner finally settled their problem of having a store full of unlabeled canned goods by giving them all away to charity. You know, one thing you can always say about them two fellas, no matter what trouble they're in, they're always ready to help others. Now, they've got to figure out how to make enough money to pay for all the new merchandise they had to order. But right now, Lum has a different problem on his mind. Come over to the Jot 'em Down store, and I'll show you what I mean.
Cedric, you know I can't call over there Sister Simpson. She's still mad at me over that time I said my leg was broke to get out of taking her to a party. Come on now, call her up.
Well, I ain't much good on telephones, Mr. Lum. Mr. Abner will be back directly. Why don't you wait and let him do it?
No, every time he calls somebody for me, he gets things so mixed up it takes me about 2 months to get out of the trouble he causes.
He does, huh?
Yeah, and besides, I don't want Abner to know anything about this. I told him the other day I studied up some ideas to make a lot of money out of the store, but I ain't studied up none yet, and he says it's because I got my mind on Miss Fredericks all the time, which ain't true. So, natural, I don't want him to know I'm trying to make a date with her.
Yes, Bob.
What I want to do is get her off by myself so as we can talk private. I have got a lot of important things studied up that I want to say to that young lady.
You ain't going to ask her to marry you, are you, Mr. Lum?
Why, Cedric, you ought to be ashamed of yourself to say such things. I might eventually.
Well, she sure is pretty, I'll say that for her.
Oh, yeah. Uncommonly fine-looking woman. Go ahead and call her, Cedric, before that Frank Foster makes a date with her for tonight.
Well, I'll try. Now, just what is it you want me to ask her now?
Just tell her I'd like to have supper with her tonight down at Luke Spears' lunchroom.
Go ahead. Gosh, I wish I could go with you. I get so tired eating over there at the house by myself. Don't reckon I could, could I?
No, Cedric. I told you I wanted to be alone with her by myself.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just thought... Oh, hello? Do you want to eat supper?
Wait a minute, Cedric. Find out who that is you're talking to.
Who is this? Oh, it's Sister Simpson.
Oh, my goodness. Don't get me mixed up with her again. Ask if Miss Fredericks is there.
Oh, hello? Hello? Hello?
Well, don't just stand there and say hello.
Well, that's all she's saying.
Ask her if Miss Fredericks is there.
Say, is Miss Fredericks there? Yes, Mom, please. She says you'll call her to the phone.
Well, thank goodness. For a minute there, I thought she was going to get me into the same kind of trouble Abner always gets me into.
Hello? Is this Miss Fredericks? What? Oh, this is Cedric Weehunt. Yes, Mom. Oh, pretty good, I reckon. How's yourself?
Ask her about having supper tonight.
Oh, would you like to have supper at Luke Spears' restaurant tonight?
Well, tell her who with, Cedric.
Oh, no, Mom, not with me. With Mr. Lum. Yes, Mom.
Tell her it's school business.
He says to tell you it's school business. Mom? Oh, he's standing right here by me.
Don't tell her that.
She says, why don't you talk to her?
Tell her I can't right now. I'm waiting on a customer, I think.
Well, I don't see no customer.
Well, tell her that anyway.
All right. Hello, Mr. Lum says he's waiting on a customer, but I still don't see none.
Just ask her if she'll go, Cedric.
Oh, she done said she would.
Well, why didn't you say so? Granny, tell her I'll be by for her about 7 o'clock. No, better make that about 7:30.
But you better make it earlier than that. Mr. Lum, because Luke Spears closes about 7:30.
I know it. I want to get there after everybody else is gone. I'm going to make arrangements with Luke to stay open later tonight. And then I'll have the whole restaurant to ourselves.
Mom? Oh, no, Mom. I'm still here. Mr. Lum's telling me some stuff.
Go ahead and tell her what time I'll be by for her. 7:30.
Oh, I'll be by for... Mr. Lum will be there for you at 7:30. Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom, I'll tell him. Goodbye. Mom? Oh, goodbye. I thought she said something else, and she's just saying goodbye. She said to tell you thank you.
Well, bless her heart. My granny's, everything's working out all right. Now, Cedric, here's a dollar. I want you to run over to Ed Beckley's drugstore and buy me a box of them fancy chocolates. And tell Ed to rub them up fancy.
Yes, Lum.
Bring them back over here, and quick as Abner gets back, I'll run over home and put on my Sunday suit and dress myself up a little.
Well, there's Mr. Abner coming up out there right now. Him and Mr. Grandpap.
Oh, well, good. Run on now, Cedric, and don't you breathe a word of this to anybody, what I'm going to do. If Abner asks you anything, just tell him it's some kind of a surprise you're getting up.
Yes, Mom, I won't tell him nothing.
Good. Now, hurry.
Come on in, Grandpap. Well, howdy, Cedric. Where are you going such a rag?
Oh, I'm going, no place. Just hurrying.
Yeah, well, you better watch it. You'll have to run over a fella. Come on back and set, Grandpap.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Well, Mom, you studded up them big ivies that's going to expand the store and make us rich?
Well, not quite. I ain't got all the details worked out yet, I don't think.
See there, Grandpap. Just like I told you. He's so struck on Miss Fredericks, he can't think of nothing else.
That ain't so. But I ain't got time to argue with him about it now. You watch the store for a while. I believe I'll run over to the place and tend to something.
What?
Oh, something. Can't tell you right now. I won't be gone long.
Well, what are you going to do, Lum?
Nothing important. Why don't you and Grandpap sit down there and play a game of checkers?
Sure, I'll play them. But what I want to know, Lum, is
just
why...
get the board out and get your game going. I'll see you after.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Lum.
Go on.
Now, reckon what he's up to.
Yeah, I wonder what's eating on him. Well, as long as I've been coming to this store, this is the first time Lum ever suggested that me and you play checkers.
Yeah, he's generally raising Cain with us for doing it. I doggy, there's something curious going on here, Grandpap. Cedric rushing out of here a while ago in such a big hurry, and now Lum leaving, won't say where he's going. There's something curious. Something curious us.
Well, I ain't going to worry over the pigeon-toed thing. Which ones do you want here, the red ones or the black ones?
Ah, I don't care. Help yourself. Take some, leave some. Doggies, now they're up to something.
Yeah, get your men spread out there, Abner. Who's going to move first, me or you?
I don't care. Suit yourself.
Well, here, pay attention to the game if you're going to play. I don't want to play if you're going to sit there and gaze out the front door.
Grandpap, I'm just studying. Something's going on here, and I want to know what it is.
Swan Abner, you got more curiosities than some pigeon-toed cat.
Well, I want to make sure that Lum ain't got himself into something. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric back. I'll make him tell me what's going on around here.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner, go ahead and play.
Please come in. Please come in.
Come in, Cedric.
Whereabouts is Mr. Lum?
Oh, he went over to his house for a few minutes. What are you and him up to anyway, Cedric?
Oh, we ain't up to nothing, I don't think.
What's that you got in your hand?
Oh, it's something for Mr. Lum. It's a surprise.
Surprise?
Yes, Mom. I can't tell you what it is, but when he gets back, tell him I left a box of candy here on the counter for him.
All right, Cedric.
Oh, yeah, and tell him that I went over to see Luke Spears, and he said tell him supper would be all ready for him at 8 o'clock.
What's Lum doing eating over at Luke Spears'?
Oh, I can't tell you that neither. That's another surprise, I think. Don't forget to tell him, though.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, see there, Grandpap, I told you something's going on around here.
Yeah, what's Cedric doing bringing Lum a box of candy?
I don't know.
It ain't Lum's birthday, is it?
I know, he's waiting. He has got a birthday along about this time of year. I've never known exactly when it is. He's sort of secretive about it. Don't want folks to know how old he is.
I bound you that's it right there. Cedric's getting him a present.
That must be what it is. Instead of eating at home like he generally does, he's going down to Luke Spears' for supper to celebrate his birthday.
All by himself, you reckon?
I reckon so. You know how proud Lum is. He wouldn't ever ask nobody else to get up a birthday dinner for him.
No. Well, now, here, Abner, we oughtn't to let him do that. We oughtn't to let him eat down there all by himself.
Of course not. We ought to slip down there and join him.
That's just what I was thinking.
Give him some nice presents.
I might even mop up that seashell I've got over there at the place and give it to him.
Oh, he'd love that. Something wonderful.
Yeah, you can hold that thing up to your ear and hear the ocean roaring in it just as plain as day. Atlantic oceans, I think it is.
Yeah, let's see now. What can I get him?
Sort of hate to part with that seashell, though. Maybe I ought to get him something different. Reckon he's got a Mahjong set. We got one over at the place there and never use it. Could wrap it up nice with yellow ribbon.
Hey, wait a minute, Grandpap. I told you I got a real good idea now.
Got the Mahjong set?
No, I tell you what, let's do. Instead of just me and you going down there, let's get up a surprise party for him.
Surprise party?
Oh, it'll tickle him to death. I'll call Ezra C. Strong, Mose Moots, Dick Huddleston, Ira Hodkins, Caleb Weehunt, and...
Frank Foster.
Oh, no, he don't want Frank there. Frank will more than likely be overseeing Miss Fredericks anyway. Fact is, this party would be a good idea to get Lum's mind off of Miss Fredericks and Frank.
Well, this don't have no women folks. Just have it for men.
Oh, sure. Get about 10 of Lum's best friends. All be waiting for him when he walks into Luke's lunchroom. Everybody else fries.
Yeah, he'll be fries.
Sure he will. I'll call Luke right now and tell him to set 10 more plates. We sure ain't going to let old Lum be by himself tonight on his birthday.